Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries. Pardon us right now as we are having technical difficulty. Faith cometh by hearing the word. And in the name of Jesus, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you can condemn that in Jesus' name. I praise God. The master is not working at this moment. I have been trying, and for some reason, our backups are not where they normally are. Everything is missing. So right now, I am trying, and if you'll bear with me and believe with me that this will play, we'll get this going. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministry, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as he teaches the infallible Word of God.
Matthew 9, beginning at verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of a good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. I want to talk about seeing their faith. Seeing their faith. The Lord has been dealing with me a whole lot of, you know, standing for truth and standing for what's right. And when we know what's right, we do what's right. Amen. And I can say for myself, I don't know about you, sometimes we go through some things every now and then that we feel like, Lord, how am I going to get through this? Sometimes we can be wrestling even within ourselves, but God was speaking to me and he said, seeing their faith. It was the other night, it was just like a battle going on. I was wrestling, I was tossing to and fro, and my husband was over there sleeping so well, but sometimes you have a lot on your mind, and if the enemy can get a door, an opening, he will use that door to try to take you out of your place. When you begin to stand up for what's right, and you begin to stand up for the truth, the higher you go in God, the more higher the enemy come with those ranking, you know, different ranks in the spirit. So as I was sitting there wrestling, and, you know, sometimes you get so tired, the only thing you can say is just Jesus, and you just lay in there just saying Jesus, because you know his name is above every name. And I remember when I woke up that morning and I was sitting on the side of the bed, and sometimes you just want to lay there. Can I just get an amen? Sometimes you don't want to just do nothing but lay there and just say, you know what, God, enough is enough. What's the point of doing what I do? Some people don't even hear what you do. What's the point of going on? And all that wrestling, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me when I was sitting on the side of that bed, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? If God be God, let him be God. But if Baal be Baal, let him be Baal. So the Lord was letting me know, you got to decide right now whom you're going to serve, whom you're going to follow, what you're going to do. So the Lord was telling me that because sometimes the pressure can get so much pressure that it feels like you're just going to explode. But God said, I want you to tell me today, whom are you going to serve? Whom are you going to follow? You can't look at what's going on right now. You got to let me know. And I mean, the Lord chastised me sitting right on that bed, and he said, get up. Get up. Don't you sit there in that state. And I'm telling you, when I got up and I got in my word and I began to give God glory and I began to read this scripture, seeing their faith. came to teach me something. Sometimes we think that we're too far up there that we can't be taught. But I'm here to tell you, God wants us to have a teachable spirit. He wants us to be able to hear him when he's speaking. And that's my whole desire, is to say, God, when you speak to me, I don't want to look to the left. I don't want to look to the right. I just want to look straight ahead. I just want to do what you tell me to do outside of how I feel or what I think. So when God says, see in their faith, when Jesus was saying that to them, remember, he was in his own city. See, I'm in my own city. And when you're amongst people that know you, they act like you don't know what you're talking about. They act like, oh, you just Amanda. You just the daughter of Elijah. You just the granddaughter of Reverend Arthur Walker. But I'm here to tell you, I'm the child of the King. And I'm telling you, this is what we have to recognize. He came to his own city. And sometimes when you're in your own city, people don't look at you of who you are now that you're in Christ. They look at you of how you was raised or who you were reared from. But I'm here to tell you, I was reared from a mighty man of God, a man that did not go on what man say, a man that looked to the hills from which his help coming from, and it didn't matter what man said, he stood on what he said, what God said. So when he says, see in their faith, I said, okay, God, what are you saying? He said, this man had palsy. This man was sick. But Jesus perceived, seeing mean he perceived and he noticed their faith. I'm going to tell you why some of you are still going through in your body. Because he don't see the faith you have in him. See, we say we know God can do it. But actually, he ain't seeing the faith of you knowing he can do it. So this is what he was saying here, seeing their faith. Jesus was noticing. Jesus noticed who believed him and who don't. First of all, you said you believed him because you got born again. That was the hardest thing that you could have ever done, because that's what the enemy did not want you to do. And in being born again, you got the total package. He gave you everything. He gave you deliverance. He gave you salvation, deliverance, prosperity, healing. He gave you safety. He gave you the total package. So we had to believe in him in order to be saved. He already made the way for us. The only thing we had to do was believe in him. That's why you have to hear the good news concerning Jesus Christ, the good news in what he has already done, meaning he ain't going to do it again. He completed everything. He died once. And for all. And when he died for all of our sins. I got something to tell y'all. Even things that you would not even know that you would commit. Oh, you ain't too saved to commit something you ain't got no business. So that's why he had to cover all the bases. He said, I'm going to cover past, present, and your future sins. He said, because I know you're going to mess up. He said, I know what you're going to say when you don't supposed to say it. I know how devious you are. I know how manipulating you are. I know you operating under the spirit of witchcraft. I know that you hiding behind my name to do the dirt that you do. That's why I forgave you for it, because if I didn't, you would have died. And some of you are dying spiritually because you hiding behind him to do what you do, and people are so ignorant they don't see it. But why do we do that? Because some of us want attention. Some of us want to be the top dog. We want people to know, oh, I know the word. But see, Jesus is saying here, when he was seeing their faith, when you know the word, you follow the word, and you do what the word says, and that's your result. I can't say I know this word, and when something come up in my life, I fall by the wayside. See, because there was some seeds that was planted. There was some seeds that was planted by the wayside. We know that that was taken away from them because they had no understanding. Then there were some seeds that was planted in some rocky ground. We knew that that came up, but when tribulation and trials came because of the word's sake, they fell aside too. All of them had joy. They heard the word. Then there were some that was planted amongst the thorns. The thorns came in and choked them. What was it? The cares of the world. The riches, all of this other stuff choked the word of God. And these people sitting in church saying hallelujah, but actually did not accept him. They could not hold on to that word. Some of you are holding on by a little thread right now. Because you're saying Lord, Lord, but do you really know him as Lord, Lord? Because if you know him as Lord, Lord, Jesus would perceive, he would notice the faith that you have in him. So Well, we all need to check it out, okay? Check it out, because you can get a clean bill of health and fall dead the next day. Who told you that? Was it man? So that's why God is saying, you got your trust and dependency so much in man, but yet you saying you trust me. Trust in me means that you totally depended on me and me alone. It means that you know that I don't need no help. God said, why is it? He was asking me. No, I was asking God. I said, God, why is it people say, Lord, I trust you, but they go outside of you? He said, because they're more sensitive to the ways of man than they are to the ways of God. He said, they take hold more to what man say than what my word says. See, the thing that he was showing me, he said that when he see faith, when he see that we have faith in him, he said faith is an action word. That means you're going to act accordingly to who you believe. So when he was showing me this, he said faith without works is dead. Meaning that I want you to understand something. We're not up under the law, we're up under grace. See, because grace done everything that need to be done, but we appropriate grace through faith. For you are saved by what? Grace. But it's through what? Faith. Not of works and not of yourselves. Right? So it's not for us to do anything. I ain't talking about that kind of faith. I'm talking about the kind of faith that takes action in knowing that it's already done. Meaning that I don't have to do nothing to get it done. The only thing I have to do is act on what's already done. You get it? See, because under the law, we had a schoolmaster. We had that schoolmaster until who came? Until grace, until faith came. We was under that schoolmaster. The reason why we was under that schoolmaster, because we had to see that we were in the need of a Savior. And once we saw that we were in the need of a Savior, we ain't dependent on that law. We're dependent on Jesus. We're having faith in him. So the Bible says faith without works is dead. Meaning that when I hear what Jesus is saying, then I'm going to act upon what he's saying. That means that I'm believing in what he says. See, some of us say we believe in what he says, but the Bible says don't only be a hearer of what he's saying, but the Bible says be a doer of what he's saying. So if the Bible tells me by Jesus Christ I were already healed, I don't have to check nothing out to know that I'm already healed. I don't have to go out the report to say examine me. I go on what the word says. Hallelujah. Oh, we got a problem in the house of God. We got some double-minded folk. You going to God on your knees hurting, stand down there a long time. Lord, I believe you. I know that you're God. Lord, I know it ain't no fault in you because I know that you're God. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. So the Lord said, get up and do something you never done. Well, Lord, you know I can't do that right now. See, when you believe that he is who he say he is, because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Those that come to him must believe he is, meaning that he exists. Let's stop right there. If you know that God exists, and you know that he's the creator of all things, who are we to say that man is above God? Who are we to say, I put my life in your hands? Because we do. We depend on man to get us out of stuff. The first place you should stop is God. And if God send you to a particular person, he know that person got faith in him to do what need to be done. But we get so quick, fast, in a hurry because we hear about this man or that woman or what they did or how they did it. We begin to dig deep into them and wait on them to save us. They can't save you. God's already made the way for you, and it came through Jesus Christ. He was the perfect sacrifice. He who knew no sin became sin for us so we can become the righteousness of God through him. So faith takes action. When you look at James, the second chapter, it tells you that it was counted unto Abraham for righteousness because he believed God. When he believed God, he was counted righteous. And look what God told Abraham. You're going to be the father of many nations. Come on, Abraham, old. But he told Abraham something. And he told him that he was going to have an heir. He was going to have a son. Abraham was old, y'all. But Abraham believed God. Didn't y'all know Abraham had to take action in what he believed? Even though he was old, he still came in to his wife because he believed God. He trusted God. What about Rahab? Rahab, she sent the spies out another way. Why did she do that? Because she believed God. Faith took action. And this is what we have to do. When we believe God, we take action to what we believe. And when we begin to take action, we begin to see things unfold in our lives. Don't think I'm telling you not to go to no doctor. I didn't tell you that. But I'm telling you, you can't serve two masters. You can't be dependent on God and dependent on the doctor at the same time. You got to make up your mind who you're going to depend on. Because if you go in there dependent on man, when man tell you they can't help you, duh, you're going right back to God. Where you should have been. You know what? This is what I hate. You hear people say, can he do it? Won't he do it? God will, God can, it's already done. Y'all remember that sermon, people were wearing that out. God what? God will, God can, it's already done. And they around here, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. God will, God can, it's already done. Oh, I'm hurting so bad, I need to take some Aleve. God will, God can, and it's already done. Aleve just covered up. Aleve just covered up. If you believe God can, God will, and it's already done, then you need to keep going. You don't need to focus on what's going on in your body. You need to focus on God. That's your focus. So when you begin to focus on what he's saying outside of what your body is saying, that's some action that's taking place. But if you're laying down in the bed, God can, God will, it's already done. Help me roll over, please, baby. God will, God can, it's already done. Well, put a pillow over here too. Prop my legs up while you're at it. God will, God can, it's already done. Please, he know that your faith ain't in him because you're still trying to do something to make it work. Come on, we all are guilty of that because when pain hits your body, you're trying to find the nearest pain medication you can to relieve it. Then after it's all over, hallelujah, God, I knew you'd do it. Who really done it? Think about it. Who done it? I remember this. I'll use me for an example. When I had my first child, I heard about God. I wasn't saved. But I heard about him. I heard about how good he was. But I didn't know pain was going to be like that having a baby. But my grandmama tried to tell me one thing about that little woman. She was always up front. She said, it's going to hurt. I'm just telling you the truth. It's just going to hurt. My aunt said, don't tell her that, Mama. I'm telling her right now so she'll be prepared. It's going to hurt. So sure enough, that's what Grandmama said. That's what it was. But I remember doing those pains. I said, God, if you get me through this, I won't curse no more, and I'll go to church. I promise you, Lord, if you just get me through this. Now, the thing was, before the pain, I ain't thought about no church and couldn't curse that well, but I knew I shouldn't have been cursing. So I made God a vow. If you just get me through this, God, I won't do this and I won't do that. Guess what, y'all? I got through it and I kept my promise. I showed up in church. I quit cursing, the little bit of curse words I didn't know, saying them all out of content, but I did do it, so it was still cursing. So I got in church and I remember this. I was looking at the clock. What time is it? They in here just too long. And I'm going to tell you something. God will let you know yourself. He said, ain't no point of you being here. Because your heart ain't here. Your heart ain't here, so why are you here? So I began to learn that when I say something to God, God already know my heart. But God loved me so much, he go past me. That's why he gave his son for all of us. God already know when you saying, God, you a healer. He already know that in your mind, you ain't believing that he's a healer. But you say it with your mouth, but your heart is far from what you're saying. God is saying today in this house, it's time for you to line up with the word of God so you can see results coming from the word of God. Jesus saw their faith. How did he see their faith? These people in Mark, the second chapter, there was a crowd. And I mean, it was so much of a crowd in there that they couldn't get past the crowd to bring the man that had palsy to Jesus. These men had so much faith in Jesus that they uncovered the roof and lowered the man through the roof to get to Jesus. Come on, faith was taking some action. Faith without works is dead. So they took some action behind what they believed. And that's what God is saying today. I'm seeing your faith. And the faith that I see is not in me because you're still trying to do it. You're still trying to work it out. You're still trying to figure it out. But if you commit your way unto me, trust also in me, God said I would bring it to pass. And then God began to show me out of the word of God in that previous chapter, in chapter 8, y'all remember the centurion? We talk about him all the time and how his servant, he was ill. He was sick. He was ready to die. But he came to Jesus. And this is what he told Jesus. He told Jesus, if you speak a word. But first, Jesus said, I'll come to your house and heal it. He said, I'm not worthy that you should come to my house. Why? Because they were not up on the covenant like the Jews were. So he knew, you know, I'm not sufficient for you to come to my house. So then the man said, just speak a word and my servant will be healed. Just speak the word. He had so much faith in him that he knew you don't even have to be there. Just speak the word. This is what we do. We don't want nobody to speak the word. We want somebody laying hands. We want somebody all over us. But if you just send the word and you have faith in him, you're supposed to have faith in him and not in that person. Because the power of God comes through them. And the problem is people are trying to get the glory. They're trying to take God's glory. They want people to depend on them and not on God. That's what Satan wants. You got people out here that's praising man more than they're praising God. Anybody that you praise above God, that shows who you, the faith that you have in them. So this man said, only thing you do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. What was he saying? He said, I know the authority that you have. That's why he was saying, speak the word. The next verse was saying, I know about authority. When I tell one to go, he go. When I tell one to come, he come. So he had so much faith in him. He said, just speak the word. My servant shall be healed. Jesus said, I have not found so great faith in Israel. Why? Because he was looking at the people that supposed to have been under covenant that knew him. And here's a man that was like a pagan, a heathen, and he's saying, speak the word, and my servant will be healed. So this man was healed. Why? Because he had faith in Jesus, not in himself. He was a Roman soldier. He had some rank. But he took himself out the equation and said, I'm not sufficient. What is God saying today? Take you out of the equation. You're just the instrument that God want to use. Quit making people think that you're God Almighty, because you're not. Quit making people think that you're Queen Bee or you King. No, you're not. It's all about him. It's not about us. We need to give God glory that he chose to use us. God said, I chose you. You didn't choose me. So we need to say, God, I thank you for choosing a sinner when I was a sinner like me. You chose me even when I was yet in my sin. God, you chose me then, so you saw some worth in me. But I ain't worthy, because the only way I'm worthy is through Jesus. Because when I come to you, you don't see Amanda. You see your son. And being that you see your son, I can get what I need through him and not through me. And that's why we have a problem of getting from God what he already provided, because we think we got to do some kind of ritual to get it. Well, you know what? I'm just going to fast for 4 or 5 days, and I'm going to pray in them tongues like everybody say you're supposed to do, and I'm believing I'm going to be healed. Don't do it, because you are already healed if you never fast. Fasting is preparing you, crucifying your flesh, to hear what God has to say. Healing has already been made available through Jesus Christ. So if I never come to church, if I never choose to serve God, God had already healed me. God has already delivered me. I don't have to bargain with God. So if you're telling people, well, you need to attend church for God to help you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. If you never attend church, God made a way for you outside of church. And matter of fact, you, the church, we come in a building to assembly one with another to fellowship, so all of us to be on one accord, so we won't be tossed to and
glorify us instead of allowing this word to bring glory to him. This is his word. And my Bible tells me his word is not coming back void. It's not coming back empty. Whatever God said, this is what it's going to be. We cannot change it. And don't y'all know outside of us, God know that we cannot keep everything he says, right? So God said, I'm going to use my son. And I'm going to allow my son to take everything that you should have taken. I'm going to put it all on him. So now when we come to God, we have to say, God, I know what belonged to me. And I know it belonged to me through Jesus, not through anything that I shall do or anything I'm going to do. And when I know that truth, why do I keep doing what I used to do? If I know what he's already done, that's going to turn me away from doing what I'm accustomed to doing. But the problem is people don't know truth, because if you really know truth, the Bible say when you know the truth, you have knowledge of the truth, that's when you're set free. But then the Bible say you got to continue in the truth. The problem is people are not continuing in the truth. They grab hold to a little scripture when they're going through. How many know you can be so dedicated to God when you're going through? When something is happening with you or your husband or your kids, oh, you sold out. You so humble they can't even find you. You're like an ant on the floor. I'm just being honest. You're just like a little ant on the floor. You so humble and you're answering people. Like, they're like, what? What, really? Who? What is your name? Because you ain't acting like you used to act. You so nice. You so calm. And in the words that you're bringing now, people just like, something ain't right. Something definitely ain't right. They ain't even sounding right no more. You know why? Because you're in a situation and man can't bring you out of it. So now you're looking to God. Isn't that something, y'all? That's a shame how we can come to God when we get a bad report. You ain't got but 3 months to live. Now you're ready to turn to God with all your heart. Now you're talking in tongues. Now you're getting somebody to push you in the house of God. Now you're getting somebody to do you like that man with palsy. Lower the roof, I'm going in. Now you're ready to lower the roof. Now you're ready to do things that you should have done before you got in that situation. I got news for you. If you ain't been in your word in 20 years, 3 months ain't going to change your mind that quick. That's why the gifts of the Spirit have to be in operation so the working of miracles can hit you through somebody else, because you can't help yourself. Don't God love us? He loves us so much, but we just push him to the side. Because when we find out what he's done, we think we got a license to sin. When you find out what grace has done, that's when you turn away from what you used to do. And people say, it's so hard. No, it ain't. The way of a transgressor is hard. He made it easy for us through Jesus Christ. The things that you're going through that's hard is people persecuting you. It's people ridiculing you. Those are the things that you're not accustomed to since you turn into the truth. But in the word of God, it shows us that Jesus has to see the faith that you have in him. When we look in that same chapter, he was talking about some blind men. In the same chapter, Matthew 9, these blind men were hollering out, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And I like what Jesus told the blind men in verse 27. It said, two blind men followed him crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this. That's the first thing we got to believe, that he's able. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even ask to think. But it's according to the power that's working on the inside of us. But he asked the blind men, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Let's stop right there. Some of you got situations right now, maybe money, or it may be dealing with your body, maybe dealing with your children. But I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe he's already done it? Do you believe that he's already taken you through it, but in the natural it don't look like it's going to work? See, that's the kind of faith that we're supposed to have. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Meaning, God, I don't have to see it to know that you already done it, because, God, you already gave me your word.
Thank you for talking. tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Bergall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.
God bless you in all areas where you can be.